How's your weather, Henry? Pretty good?
Oh, it's perfect.
Good.
It's perfect.
Everything's going well, you know. No, he was out today over at CIA. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Pakistan. Yes. But Haig called to bring it in, did he?
Yeah, at my request, I told him that they just had to stop. I said, you know, I just wanted to give him hell anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, look, they have man, you have the first to answer to his president, you have man, did you?
Right.
And I said, they don't want any of these hints in other places, and you have something to say to us.
Good. Give him too much.
well,
we'll handle it.
Well, at least I've told Haig to call all the departments and tell them to get the boarding table and begin noting the most restricted circulation.
Right.
And then he promised us an answer by Monday.
I see. On the summit. Not on the summit, but on the assault. Right.
Yeah. And he thought that this, he sent his personal opinion as soon as he departed.
Gabrina thought that.
Yeah.
They've had a few other little, I noticed reading the daily reports that they're sort of saying, look, that Brezhnev's speech indicates a more positive line.
Yeah. Oh, they have to come in that way, Mr. President, or go very hard, and I don't think they're ready to go very hard.
Right.
One thing they told Smith, unfortunately, is that they were accepting the idea of North of the Stars.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's all right. Let Smith think he accomplished something, too.
Well, next week when those letters are just the president, no doubt who did it.
Oh, sure. Right, right.
If that,
yeah.
The idea then would be that we make the announcement at the end of next week.
Yeah, I suppose so. But unless they're ready to make it earlier, we should do it earlier. There may be a reason why we want to do it a little earlier because of the vote that's coming up in the Congress, but that's all right.
Well, we can do it, I think, within 3 days of getting that answer. It doesn't take that long to, you know, we have to notify a few allies and then the answer to find the coming time to Moscow.
Right. Good, good. I saw that, yeah.
They communicated our message to them the same evening.
I see.
And if I'm Thursday, then I have to be talking to them. And he said that he's there.
guess, which of course should not have been made because they were not consistent with my view, just saying nothing. They aren't going to say anything more. And the State Department statements probably didn't do any harm anyway, because we had to reassure the the Chinese. We got to play a hard game with them too.
Absolutely, I don't think it's they're going to be ups and downs in that today. And they have to know that we have no pushover.
Right.
I've got this Bacala problem coming in.
Yeah, I know. I saw that Saturday. When are you going to send the message to the Chinese? I would not wait for Farland.
I'll give it to Farland. That's the fastest way to get it there.
You mean Farland gives it to Yaya?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Good, good. All right, give it to him.
That's the fastest way to send it, because the others have to send it to Korea anyway.
Right, fine.
They can't send it on their cables because they have only one code.
Right. Good. That sounds fine. Do it too far. That's good.
Out here, these television pictures of these rioters are...
What's the reaction of people out there?
A violent backlash.
Is it really good?
Oh, yeah. And people come to me...
Even the liberals?
Ask me about the liberals are confused, but the...
How about, well...
Other people here are asking what they can do, and why don't we have an American Day? Why do we give these streets to these bastards?
They approve of our arresting them, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah, I know him well. He's a good guy. They thought we were doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Being firm. Teddy Kennedy announced today he's going to have an investigation of police arresting people that were not really guilty.
Yeah, but he's on their own side.
I think he is. I really think he is.
He's absolutely on their own side.
Playing to an audience that, maybe he's just trying to grab the left. That's grabbable. But in any event, the reaction of people you run into is that they one of outrage, huh?
The reaction is one of absolute outrage. And again, to take somebody from the Eastern Establishment, that is good, as I told you, it's been out here.
Right.
And I've been running into him at various dinner parties.
Good.
And he and his wife last year were having an anti-Semitic dinner party in Cambodia. They were very much supportive.
Yeah. We could. We'd have to. When would you have it done?
I don't know, but I know, I mentioned to you that curve I know in New York on Rockefeller.
Yeah, the good one.
Conservative. Who's on the other side.
Yeah.
And she called up on her own today.
Yeah? What'd she say?
The hot-hand leader, Brennan.
Yeah? Really?
They're calling in with the same request.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's a hard-headed march in New York. That would be good. March up Wall Street again. That's what they ought to do. I'll put Folsom to work on that. Good.
I'm seeing the families of sisters on Monday.
Here in Washington. You notice they, D.C., turned down the idea of Sweden, of course.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they got that. Pressed to play up the turn down enough, but that's one of those things.
And that's another thing that infuriated some people out here. They said, why don't they demonstrate in front of the D.C. embassy? They turned down everything we proposed.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, Mr. President, if you approve, is to see the leaders alone in my office first, and then see the whole board.
Yeah, well, I... Why don't you check it out with Hughes? He has a good feeling of all of them.
Right.
See what's the...
I think I can keep them quiet for a few months.
Well... Now, you haven't had any reply from Walters yet. Well, if you don't hear anything, I think we just announce it.
Well, if we just, they don't give us the 16th, we just have to announce it, I guess.
What? Then announce what we're willing to do. Are you coming on the draft?
Well, they've been stonewalling us, and the memo is due in tonight.
Yeah.
But I know what it's going to be. It's going to be negative in the end of browbeat. It may not be workable because they claim that if the volunteers are generated by the threat of the draft.
Yeah.
We're going to make a tremendous effort, Mr. President. I'm going to meet with the Joint Chiefs next week.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to go on the other announcement. I don't know whether that's enough, but it's something. Although it, well, it'll give some ground, but not too much.
I think they'll still come through for the 16th. They told us right away that the 9th was practically impossible.
Yeah.
Because Block 3 was going to be out of town.
It's up to them now. If they don't do it, then we just go on our own.
Right.
There's no way to do it there. Pretty well wraps that up, doesn't it?
I would think so. I would think we might then consider pulling through the back.
I agree. Okay. Well, fine, and enjoy your stay out there.
Right.
We'll see you on Monday. Fine, Henry.
Right.
Bye.